Heading, allowing for more than one man's method. Subheading, varied gifts combined. In our association with one another, we have to remember that all have not the same talents or the same disposition. The workers differ in plans and ideas. Varied gifts combined are necessary for the success of the work. Let us remember that some can fill certain positions more successfully than others. The worker who has been given tact and ability to fit him for the accomplishment of some special line of work that should not blame others for not being able to do that which he, perhaps, can do readily. Are there not things that his fellow workers can do far more successfully than he? The various talents that the Lord has entrusted to his servants are essential in his work. The different parts of the work are to be brought together, piece by piece, to make a complete whole. The parts of a building are not all the same. Neither are they made by the same process. The lines of God's work are not all the same, and neither are they to be carried forward in exactly the same way. Letter 116, 1903. Subheading, Insufficiency of One Man's Gifts. Let not one man feel that his gift alone is sufficient for the work of God, that he alone can carry through a series of meetings and give perfection to the work. His methods may be good, and yet varied gifts are essential. One man's mind is not to mold and fashion the work according to his special ideas. In order for the work to be built up strong and symmetrical, there is need of varied gifts and different agencies, all under the Lord's direction. He will instruct the workers according to their several ability. Cooperation and unity are essential to a harmonious whole, each laborer doing his God-given work, filling his appropriate position, and supplying the deficiency of another. One worker left to labor alone is in danger of thinking that his talent is sufficient to make a complete whole. Where there is a union of workers, there is opportunity for them to consult together, to pray together, to cooperate in labor. None should feel that they cannot link up with their brethren because they do not work in exactly the same line as they themselves do. Special Testimonies, Series A, Number 7, pages 14, 15, 1874. Subheading, Where One Weak, Another Strong. The Lord moves upon ministers who have varied capabilities, that they may feed the flock of his heritage with food convenient for them. They will reveal truth on points that their brother laborer did not regard as essential. Were the work of ministering to the flock left entirely to one man, there would be deficiency in the results. In his providence, the Lord sends various workmen. One is strong on some essential point, where another is weak. Manuscript 21, 1894. Subheading, Do Not Block the Wheels. There are some minds which do not grow with the work, but allow the work to grow far beyond them. Those who do not discern and adapt themselves to the increasing demands of the work should not stand blocking the wheels and thus hindering the advancement of others. Letter 45, 1889. Subheading, Methods to be Improved. There must be no fixed rules. Our work is a progressive work, and there must be room for methods to be improved upon. But under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, unity must and will be preserved. Review and Herald, July 23, 1895. Subheading, Different Methods from the Past. Means will be devised to reach hearts. Some of the methods used in this work will be different from the methods used in the work in the past. But let no one, because of this, block the way by criticism. Review and Herald, September 30, 1902. Subheading, New Life and Old Methods. Men are needed who pray to God for wisdom, and who, under the guidance of God, can put new life into the old methods of labor and can invent new plans and new methods of awakening the interest of church members and reaching the men and women of the world. Manuscript 117, 1907. Subheading, Limiting Power of God by One-Line Plans. The kind of planning that would make one man a center and pattern, neither he nor any other man can carry out. This is not the way in which the Lord works. When one man thinks that his mind is to outline the large moves in the great work of God, that his abilities are to accomplish the greatest work, he limits the power of God to fulfill his purposes in the earth. God needs men and women who will work in the simplicity of Christ to bring the knowledge of truth before those who need its converting power. But when a precise line is laid down which the workers must follow in their efforts to proclaim the message, a limit is set to the usefulness of a great number of workers. Letter 404, 1907. Subheading, Avoid a Rut. God's workmen must labor to be many-sided men, that is, to have a breadth of character, not to be one-idea men, stereotyped in one manner of working, getting into a groove, and unable to see and sense that their words and their advocacy of truth must vary with the class of people that they are among and the circumstances that they have to meet. Letter 12, 1887. Subheading, Method Determined by Class of People. Let us not forget that different methods are to be employed to save different ones. Review and Herald, April 14, 1903. You have a hard field to handle, but the gospel is the power of God. The classes of people you meet with decide for you the way in which the work should be handled. Letter 97A, 1901. Subheading, No Pulling to Pieces Another's Work. Remember that we are laborers together with God. God is the all-powerful, effectual mover. His servants are his instruments. They are not to pull apart everyone laboring in accordance with his own ideas. They are to labor in harmony, fitting together in kindly, courteous, brotherly order, in love for one another. There is to be no unkind criticism, no pulling to pieces of another's work. Together, they are to carry the work forward. Review and Herald, December 11, 1900. Subheading, A Warning to Workers of Experience. I am bidden to say to my aged brethren, Walk humbly with God. Be not accusers of the brethren. You are to do your appointed work under the direction of God of Israel. The inclination to criticize is the greatest danger of many. The brethren whom you are tempted to criticize, the call to bear responsibilities which you could not possibly carry, but you can be their helpers. You can do great service to the cause, if you will, by presenting your experience in the past in connection with the labors of others. The Lord has not given to any of you the work of correcting and censoring your brethren. Follow on with your brethren to know the Lord. Sympathize with those who are bearing a heavy load and encourage them wherever you can. Your voices are to be heard in unity and not in dissension. Letter 204, 1907.